It's episode 216 of the Cruise Dudes podcast.
Welcome to the Cruise Dudes podcast with your hosts, Tommy Allison and Scott Andrews. We celebrate the cruise vacation lifestyle. Got your passport and cruise card ready? Welcome aboard to our show.
Welcome to episode 216 of the Cruise Dudes podcast. Hello there, Scott.
Hello, Tommy.
How's it going, man?
It is going great. It's a beautiful summer day in Santa Monica in July. This is beautiful. I'm loving the summer.
Yeah, it's a really nice time out here right now.
Oh, it is.
It's warm. It's sunny. It's Santa Monica.
It's time to take a cruise. Let me tell you.
It is always time to take a cruise, but yes, especially summertime.
Oh, it's
we have a lot of things to talk about, don't we?
We have a lot to talk about, but we're going to hit on just a few because there's so much that's going on right now.
Yeah, so exactly.
It's so much
going on. And there's changes.
There's many changes.
Changes coming to Carnival Cruise Corporation.
I had to I embodied David Bowie there for a moment.
Yeah, you did there. It's okay. All right. Well, let's get this going, okay?
All right. Okay. So let us talk about, you know what? I'm going on a cruise, just to let you know.
Yeah, I'm going on a cruise. You are the cruise dudes.
We are the cruise dudes.
Yeah, and we should go on cruises.
I think I'm on, I figured it out. I'm on six by the time December rolls around.
Nice.
I mean, for one, we have the opportunity. Princess Cruises has asked us to come out to Florida because the Sun Princess is now making its debut in with the states here, and you are going in October, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So I mean, I couldn't even go. I was on another cruise. I'm gonna be on the Majestic.
Somebody has to do things.
You know, and that's what I told her. I'm like, look, we're all over the world. We just cruise. We just keep on cruising.
I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. So what's going on now?
Let's talk about now. Right now. We're just going to hit one thing before we get into our topic of changes coming to Carnival Corporation. Okay. Well, and beyond. Mm-hmm. The Boston's newest hometown cruise ship, this was just announced, is sailing into town Sunday, July 14th. And guess what ship it is?
Oh, gosh. I would say it's probably one of the jewel ships. And I think it's the Emerald.
Yes, the Love Boat. And it's actually going
I know a lot of things here. Yeah, I know.
But it's going to be out of Boston.
Yes.
And it's going to be sailing 10 to 17 day cruises.
Now, they're doing the fall. They're going up into the areas of, the New England and Canada, right?
Right. And it's going to be going to New England, Canada, and it's going to be doing the bucket list, Greenland.
Oh, fun.
Yes, it's just going to visit three ports in Greenland.
Nice.
And so, I mean, it's going to go to the fjords. They're going to see these beautiful wildlife, the sea,
a lot of people
villages, all of this.
Yeah. Sorry to step on you.
Oh, no problem. No, you do it all the time. What are you talking about? Hey, wait. Okay, here we go.
All right. Anyway.
What was that? Yeah. Am I doing that to you?
Yeah, you are. Okay. That's all right.
It's Canada.
It's Canada. Yeah, exactly. What a lot of people don't realize when you sit down and look at a map, you don't realize how close Greenland is to the United States.
Yes.
Right? Now, when you fly from like LA or New York over to London, right? You actually fly over Greenland, and it's about an hour and a half or 2 hours of flight over that, I don't know, is it a continent?
Which one?
Would Greenland be considered a continent? No, it wouldn't be considered a continent.
No.
Okay. But you do fly over it, and it does take. Yeah, yeah.
That's why they call it Greenland.
Yeah, that's right. It is very
green. Do you know, here's a little,
Yes, go ahead.
It's history. Do you know, everybody's like, okay, climate change. Yes. Yes, it's happening. Yes, we're getting warmer. But yes, we're getting colder. And in Greenland, the ice is melting, and they're finding towns under the ice. Yes, it's melted before.
Well, you know there's a lot. You know what? If science is honest,
right?
I mean, we're gonna find out things that we thought we knew,
right?
That we didn't know.
I know we
and the things that we didn't know, we finally found things that we
world's billions of years old. What you think we're gonna you know
find out?
Now?
We're gonna find out some new things. So either way. Science is all about discovery and just building up on our knowledge of things.
And Princess is bringing it to us by going to
Canada.
Does
that sound like
New England,
like Kamala,
Greenland?
You know, like when I said, like, science is like this?
Yeah.
I'm working on my vice presidency.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, if you're going to do that, I need just nothing coming out. I want you to say something, but it has to be today that will bring back tomorrow, because today is tomorrow for a better today.
Okay. God bless her.
I'm not even going to say who it is, but thank you.
God bless her.
Okay. But what's great about this is the Majestic. I'm going to jump to another ship. Majestic Princess is leaving California, and it's going to Galveston, and then it's going up in the Boston area. And I will be on that in October when you're on the one in Florida.
Awesome.
And that one's going through Canada.
Yeah, you're going to see all the fall foliage.
Yes. Yes. That's why I didn't want to give that up.
That's really nice. I like that. Lena and I thought about doing one of those. And that's a bucket list one.
It's a complete bucket list one, and we're going to do it. It's a 10 day, but we'll get more to that. But I'm so happy that the ship is going to Boston, and they're going to be giving people this opportunity to go to Greenland.
Yeah,
bucket
Greenland.
List. Yeah, that's bucket
nice.
List.
That's actually quite nice.
If people are looking for a cruise like that, come join me in October. I'm not going to be on the Emerald. I'll be on the Majestic. I already have some cruisers. Found out I'm doing it. They're going to actually be flying out there to do it. So
cool.
Come join us. And we're going to experience that on the Majestic. But I'm glad that the Love Boat is coming to Boston. That is great.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay. You know who you can say hi to in Boston?
Who?
Our friends from Eat Sleep Cruise.
Oh, they're out there?
They live in Boston.
Oh, my gosh. I'll be out there in August anyway. We have to go see the Boston Tea Party.
Boston Tea Party. Go see the Boston.
Yeah, we're actually going to.
Oh, the reenactment of it, right?
We're going to go see the Boston Tea Party. Get it? Boston Tea Party.
Get it.
But my daughter wants to drop off some tea.
I bet she does.
But you can't.
Is it Lipton or Earl Grey?
They're like, you can't do it that way. So we're going to do the ones with little strings, and we're going to dip the tea.
Oh, dip it slightly. Into the harbor.
Yes. Okay. And now they know, and they're going to be waiting for me.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that's exciting. That's really exciting that they've made this change.
Yeah.
And you know what?
All of these changes are coming.
Yeah. Oh, did you see yesterday was National Pizza Day?
Oh, what? Yes. Did you see the new pizza I want to get from?
Yes.
Which one?
From Princess. They have a specialty Princess pizza person now.
Yes, they do.
That person, I don't.
And they announced yesterday, wasn't it?
It was announced 2 days ago, I believe, on the 10th or 11th. And I forgot to put it into the show notes, and I'll find it in a few moments. But over at Gigi's and Alfredo's, they're going to have this wonderful new pizza available. That you can try and enjoy, and that's exciting. So I'll go look it up. Look up.
Oh well, here is a quote from John Padgett about the Emerald Princess.
Oh, you're okay. I mean, you're still saying, you're going to go back
because I just want to hit on it one more time because people are like, "Oh, it's just going there." Oh my gosh, really?
Okay,
telling us something weird.
All right,
not That's really. Fine. What he's quoting is the debut of Emerald Princess for our maiden Boston season celebrates a new home port for England, New Englanders. So this is great. It's a new port. And that's what I wanted to really touch on, that this is a port for new people to try out. And if you're an avid cruiser, this is why we cruise. If a new ship's going to a new port, go and leave out of that port. Go see the see the reenactment of the Boston Tea Party. Go and do those things. Go to Salem. It's only like, I think, 30 minutes away. Do these things and then jump on a cruise and enjoy.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right.
Okay. So I found the announcement. So this is pretty exciting. 13-time world pizza champion, Chef Tony Giminani.
He's 13 tons. I mean, that's a lot of pizza.
I know. He's made a lot of pizza. And collaborated with him, with Princess Cruises, and he's going to be sharing a couple of his handcrafted pizzas that will initially debut at Alfredo's and on the New Sun Princess, and then also on to the other ships that have the pizza restaurant like Gigi's and Alfredo's. That would be like the
it might be on the royal class of ships, right? It might be.
So sorry about that, guys. Well, it's no still problem. Early, man. It's like 8:35. My brain's not working.
Oh yeah,
the tea hasn't kicked in.
Don't worry.
The sugar is definitely working.
I texted Tom. I'm like, hey,
yeah, you're still you awake? Yeah, I am.
And I had to wait for about 10 minutes to get the response, but then it went yes.
Yes.
Are we doing it today or tomorrow?
Okay.
Today we're
so this is going to be amazing pizza because there's going to be several different types of pizza, including classic American, Italian, Sicilian, Neapolitan, artfully made with artesian flours, an array of authentic sauces and seasonal ingredients, finished in 7 different regional specific ovens. Oh, nice. So we're looking forward to it. This guy's been on the Travel Channel and the Food Network, and he's been all over the place. And this is really kind of cool that we have some. If you like pizza, and like I love pizza. I had pizza last night. Oh, I had pizza twice this week.
I'm wondering if they're going
to. I am looking forward to this pizza.
I wonder if it would be like New York style where it's like foldable. And
yeah.
I mean, Gigi's has good pizza. Don't get me wrong. It has good pizza. But the pizza on the Lido deck, when they make it right and it comes out hot and you could actually fold it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. If they make a pizza like that, like a New York style, I'm getting hungry already.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it all the time. Pizza. I don't care where it comes from on Princess Cruises. In fact, that's kind of like one of my first places to go to when I get on board is I want pizza.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Just like, I'm there. So I'm looking forward to this, and I look forward to trying it on the Sun Princess.
All right. So let's go down for a cruise happening still. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Carnival Corporation.
Yeah.
Guess what's happening? Okay. So they brought over the two ships from what? No, the three ships from what brand?
Costa.
Okay.
I'm awake.
Okay. Carnival Corporation is now doing that with basically an entire
Cruise line. The
P&O.
Yeah, so P&O is operated out of Australia.
That's right.
And so they're now going to be folding up P&O, and they're going to rebrand all the ships to the Carnival Cruise Line.
Right. They're not going to take anything from Australia. So what's going to happen is the Pacific Encounter and the Pacific Adventure ships will be rebranded. And they'll be rebranded, and the Pacific Explorer, that one, will exit the fleet in February 2025.
Okay.
Now, they're still going to be doing cruises in Australia, but from a quote from the CEO, she said, "We look forward to building on history and heritage of P&O Cruises Australia by bringing some of our innovations to more cruise guests in the region." So what she's also saying is we plan to make some technology upgrades with other small changes to the two P&O cruise line ships that will be geared to the unique Australian market. So they're doing the same thing that they did with the Firenze for California.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be doing for these two ships. Yes, one of the ships is leaving the fleet, but that's what they're saying now. That could all change next month. It all depends on what she really wants to do. She might say, hey, look, we're going to bring that one to Galveston, or we might bring that one to somewhere else. So there's all, it's Carnival Corporation's in flux right now, and they're making these headways. And I mean, just the people who are cruising right now, everybody's very excited.
So the P&O Pacific Adventure used to be a princess ship. You know that, right?
Oh, really?
Yes. Do you know which one?
Which one was it?
The Golden Princess.
So you know.
So what? 15 years ago, or actually 16 or 17 years ago, we were on the Golden Princess.
So they're just bringing it back.
They are. Well,
it's coming back home. Well, no, I don't know necessarily, but
yeah. So, but they just did a major refurbishment of that ship. Added a water slide to it. It looks absolutely beautiful. Go check out videos online of the Pacific Adventure. I love to go on that ship and try it out and explore it. And so, yeah, but that was that's a very beautiful ship. And we celebrated my mom and dad's 50th wedding anniversary on that about 17 years ago.
Well, and so
it's exciting to see it.
What this is going to include then is all of this will be completed next year, which, you know, Carnival has been serving the South Pacific since 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going to have four ships on the market. And that means the Carnival Splendor, love that ship. That's the only, if you could get on the Carnival Splendor, it's the only one. There's no other one like it. And the Carnival Luminosa, those two ships are still there. And that means that what they're going to do is they're going to have four ships. They're going to have those two, the Pacific Encounter and the Pacific Adventure. And they're going to be out of Brisbane. So these are things that I think are really good to have in Australia. They're going to have now not just one or two ships and some other fleet coming in. They're going to have four Carnival ships that are going to be year-round, and they're going to keep on going. Guarantee one of those ships might be going up to, will probably go across to Alaska, and would be really great to see one of the new ships that they're rebranding up here so people can experience that maybe in Alaska. So that would be nice.
Very nice. Very nice. Good information.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing.
All right. Here's the next one about, again, Carnival Corporation. But this is for you.
Oh, it's for me?
This is for you.
Did I get an email about this? Well, I probably did.
No. This is for you, though.
Okay.
This is about your office.
Oh, the adult arcade.
The office is expanding.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Carnival Cruise Line is welcoming more casino players to join the fun on board its 27 ships by partnering with dun 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 Bally's.
Oh, really?
Bally's Corporation.
Wow.
So this means that their players in Vegas will be able to have deals, and I'm hoping what this means is that us on the cruise ship,
yeah,
we'll be able to get deals for
land-based experiences in Vegas. Yeah,
wouldn't that
be awesome?
Because that's the one thing that I'm always wondering about is, yeah, Carnival, Princess, Royal, Norwegian, P&O, all these cruise lines team up with outside venues. But wouldn't it be nice if, as a cruiser, you're back home and you're like, okay, I can't go on a cruise this weekend,
but I can go to Vegas for 4 days.
4 days. And you could go to Vegas. I hope Carnival listens to this one. You could go to Vegas. You're in Bally's because you got a deal at Bally's. And then all of a sudden you win. And oh my gosh, you get 50% off a cruise to go on Carnival.
Oh, I love that.
You see how, I mean,
I love that.
Wouldn't it be, this would be just, this is, I think this is more to come. It has to be more to come.
So, yeah, looking forward to learning more about that. We were on the, I think it was the Royal Princess one time, my wife and I, and we were watching them load up onto the cruise ship these Monopoly slot machines, right?
Oh, I remember. Yes, you were telling me about that. Yeah,
and so they're loading them up, and they're putting them in the Take Five.
Yeah, I remember. Yes,
Take Five place, and they were having a tournament, a slot tournament, for all these people that pre-qualified on the cruise.
They should still in Vegas. That. Oh my god!
Yeah, and it was quite amazing. There was a $200,000 jackpot bucket of money that they had, and like I think the winner. They split up $100,000 in different levels for winners, and then they had one winner for $100,000. But all these people pre-qualified for this cruise got a free cruise, and they got specialty restaurants, and they were really excited about this.
I want to see Bally's do this.
I think this is something that we're going to see more and more, and that would be kind of cool to see. A collaboration that happens, and we see expanded, experiences such as, contests and things like that. I think I would love to be part of a video poker contest.
Oh, we're putting it out there. Putting it out there. Have the cruise dudes.
Maybe
do
I can video poker. Yeah, maybe we can work together with Bally's. That'd be kind of cool. Yeah,
cruise dudes, come on. Let's do a video poker with the cruise dudes.
Video poker with
all,
the cruise
and all the machines, again, are in that Take Five, that little air, that bar.
And
you could have just video pork poker going on.
Porker?
Porker. What happens on video. A cruise stays on a cruise.
Okay. No, video poker, not porter.
You know, on that note.
Yes, sir.
I don't think I'm going to be wearing my camouflage on a cruise ship, especially my bathing suits.
Absolutely, sir. I think you should be very, very careful what you wear.
Yes, yes. Now, a lot of, we've been, we take a look at the boards and we listen to people and what their complaints are, and some of them are very funny, but this one I kind of
caught your eye.
Yeah, because a lot of people not necessarily intend to do this, but it happens. You cannot wear camouflage in a lot of the Caribbean countries.
And why is that?
Well, probably because you match. Because they don't want you doing this. Because they're not really saying why, but I believe they don't want you to
give the impression that you're part of the military.
Yeah, probably.
Or some rebel base, group.
Yeah, so camouflage that makes clothing. Sense. Camouflage clothing.
Yeah.
Like in Jamaica, St. Lucia, all of these places, they...
Mexico.
Well, I guarantee Mexico's coming, because all these places... have problems, and they want to make sure nobody is.
It would say problems. They just don't want to have any mix up.
Right. Now the cruise lines don't prohibit camouflage on the ship. Just make sure you're not wearing it.
When you get off.
When you're off the ship. And this is where people need to do their research. If you're going to St. Lucia, you better make sure you read what you can't do. You know, if you're going to Jamaica, you better read what you can't do. There's things that you really want to know before you go.
Yeah, maybe we should make a book or something, like an ebook or things like all the things that you should not do at this port and that port. Be aware.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I actually had to add something, because I was like, man... So let's touch on that. What items are banned on a cruise?
Oh, there's lots of items. Well,
and maybe we do it like a ebook. Can you do one? Do an ebook, and here's all the information right here for you. But what are some things that are banned?
Oh, easy. Knives, firearms, fireworks. Those are the major things.
Well,
ammunition.
Yeah.
any type of thing that could be ignited.
Gun-shaped lighters.
Anything that looks like a gun, facsimile.
Electrical appliances like fans.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing.
Those.
Yeah. They don't like those.
No. And make sure if you're packing things like
iron. Don't bring your iron.
Also, this is just like the TSA. When you go through, do not have your bag with you that has your little tweezers or your razors or anything like that.
Yeah, pack those into your luggage.
They will pull those.
Yeah, the same thing with amount of 2 ounces, 4 ounces,
or like how your dad did. What do you mean I can't bring these pocket knives on? Well, I know. Sir, you should have packed them.
Yeah. I bought some knives in Seattle, and I definitely packed those into my luggage. Had no problems transferring them, but and I bought some knives over in Alaska too, and brought them on board, and I told the guys the security, hey, I'm bringing these knives, do I have to give them to you and you give them back to me later? Oh no, they're pocket knives, just put them in your luggage.
Yeah, you know? That's all you do.
But don't try to don't be sneaky about it.
No.
Okay, so if you buy a pocket knife on an island or at a port, all you have to do is just say, hey, listen, I bought this. Do I need to do you need to hold it for the remainder of the cruise or what? Tell me what I need to do. And they'll tell you what they need to do.
Yes.
Did I tell you a story about our last trip to Alaska?
No.
Coming home with the Alaskan Ulu knives?
What'd you do?
Okay. So we go and we pack these knives, right? And these are these big, big old knives, right? And we pack them in a carry-on bag off the ship on the last day, right?
Yeah.
So we forgot about it, right? And we didn't check that bag in that had the Hulu knives. We took it through TSA, right? We went through TSA with that. Nothing happened. Forgot about it, right? We get home. We open up the bag and there it is. And I'm like, wait a minute. We walked through this. TSA did not see the knives. And we took that knife onto the plane.
Well, they probably said, they looked at you and said, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry about it.
I thought it was kind of interesting that those big knives, I mean, they would get you on a pocket knife. But I mean, we bought one of those big Ulu knives.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was...
Now, let's talk about munchies. Well, first, let's go over what causes munchies. Yeah. CBD, that is illegal.
Okay.
And they have dogs now.
Yeah. Well, see, CBD,
federally.
Federally, you can't bring it onto a ship, and you cannot transfer it on a plane.
No. State, like in California, yes, you could have it. In Missouri, you could have it. But until it's like alcohol, you can't do this.
Yeah. Well, you can't bring it.
Yeah.
You can't bring it. And especially if you're going to a foreign country, foreign countries don't.
No. And what I love to do now, though, it's fun to do, is when I go into a port out of L.A. or Long Beach, they have dogs. And you walk through and everybody puts their bag on the ground. And the dog goes through and sniffs. And every once in a while, I see the dog running out from the back. And I'm like, oh, you got somebody, huh? They're like, yep. Because a lot of people keep on thinking that they can bring this onto the ship. Mm. And we tell them we have to confiscate it now. But they put up a fight and then they're not on the cruise. All you have to do is give it up. But remember, don't be a Brittany.
Okay, sounds good.
Get it, Brittany? Don't be a Brittany.
Yeah.
Okay, what else can you bring on a cruise that a lot of people try to smuggle on?
You can bring your snacks. And M&Ms or maybe your Pringles.
Right, but anything that's bagged. A lot of the times now, they're starting to get to you can infuse it with a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of it has to be pre-packed.
Yeah.
Okay. Alcohol.
Yes, you can. You can bring like a bottle of wine.
750 milliliter bottle or of champagne wine, yeah, per person if you're 21. This does not mean I have seen this boxed wine.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
You cannot can you bring.
That? You're going to bring a box of wine, yeah, a Chardonnay.
Like, but why can't I? Because read what you can and cannot bring.
That's the rule.
It's the rule.
Not because why can't you? No, because that's the rule.
It is. And if you're elite on Princess, you get your little mini bar anyway.
You right? do. Yeah.
And when you're in port and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to bring this bottle of vodka or I found this tequila, I'm going to bring it on. Don't fight them when they say we have to take it in and we're going to get it to you at the end of the cruise. You're not there to all of a sudden say, I'm going to have this bottle and drink it. No, that would be very bad. Because just think of 3,200 other people wanting to do that. Not good. Not good.
Yep.
Not good. And then, I mean, a lot of cruise ships, they offer deals. They offer, like, I'm going on the Navigator of the Seas, and they offer pre-purchase of, like, their drink packages, which they would be, like, $89 a day. They offer it for $59 if you do it 3 days before. So there's things out there that
you can get a very good deal.
Right. Okay. So what is there anything else that you think? We're going to have to put that book together. Let's just put the book together.
All right. Well, we'll do that.
We're going to put the book together.
All right. Are we kind of ready for our... Yes.
We've gone over enough of, like I said, so much cruise news is coming daily now. And it's beautiful.
It's wonderful.
And cruising is happening. So let's get to our next segment.
Yeah, let's travel over there. Let's look at a little music too.
All right.
That's a little bit of a audio palate cleansing.
Yes, it is.
Always nice to have a little bit of Muzak. Bring it down lower and lower. Can you still hear it?
Can you hear it now?
No, you can't hear it now.
No. But so. I did, right when you said it the second time, I'm like, I could still hear a little ding. And then it was gone.
It's gone.
Okay. So this one is about Carnival Corporation, Princess Cruises, and they're giving a deal. And I wanted to talk.
Is it also like Holland America? And their other brands, Costa.
No, this is just for, but we're going to get into that. This is just Princess Cruises, and they're doing I guess it's just an accelerator program.
Ooh, which
I think would be really nice to do across the cruise lines, all the ship brands in Carnival Corporation. Mm-hmm. But what they're doing is between August 1st to December 31st, if you have a cruise during then and you book a plus or premium package with yours, you are going to be able to be accelerate. You're going to get, like, if you're there for 5 days, you're going to have 10 days.
Oh, so they're doubling your cruise credit points.
That's right.
Okay. So you're able to upgrade from like Ruby to Platinum.
Right. So this is...
Faster.
I just have this feeling.
Upgrade.
Something is coming down the pike.
Oh, yeah.
And they want to get as many people as you can.
Do you think that they're going to start changing the loyalty levels?
I was thinking, we were talking off air about that. And, you know, Royal Caribbean does that. And they have it with all of their brands. You sail on one, you get points for all. And I can see Carnival Corporation going to that route, but if they do, they're going to have to up the points because, like myself, I averaged it out. I would have 200 days already, 200 plus days. So, because we go on all the cruise brands in Carnival Corporation, but if I break them down in Carnival, Platinum.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Princess, not after this other cruise, I'll be elite. And so you have these, they're their point structure. And I can see that coming down the pike. I mean, it would be really nice to do, but they're going to have to up their points. And people don't want to hear about that, but it has to happen because so many people are cruising.
Well, you know what? It's exciting to see that, and I'm glad they're doing it. And people take advantage of this time to, you know, book a cruise and get double your points so that you can raise your status and get some more benefits out of it.
Well, and even if you, when you go on a Princess cruise, where I don't like paying separately for Wi-Fi, for drinks, for everything, and they have these packages that are built for you. Like Wi-Fi, beverages, specialty dining, desserts, fitness class, crew gratuities. All of these things are in the package. And you save like between 50 to 65% on everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So why not do this? And if you do the premier package, when you do the premier package, you get all of your photos. That's a lot of money.
Yeah,
photos alone.
I spent on the last my last cruise, we spent about $250, $300 on photos.
You should have been premier.
Well,
and see,
there was some things that I got. Well, yeah, but I did spend extra because I gave some extra to my kids. So, but the thing is that you're right. It does benefit you.
Yes.
And I think it's worth the money. You know, when you go on a cruise, you say, well, I don't like to get nickel and dime, but I don't like all this. You know what? The thing is that you're having an experience and you're going to have a wonderful experience. That's what I'm going to tell you. First off,
right.
You have a wonderful experience and you're going to want memories. You're going to want to keep, you want some keepsakes from these cruises and things like that. And so, what's really nice is that when you do get the pictures, you know, you can find pictures that have, you know, that you can actually take them and actually, you know, stand them up. They have easels on them. You stand them up and you can use them right away. If you come to my house,
I have them all displayed.
Yes. Yeah. And it's wonderful. You know, they're not, you know what, it used to be when you went on cruises, you would get pictures. You would just get the picture, the actual photo paper, right? And what would happen? I mean, we've cleaned out my dad's stuff and my mom's stuff.
Piles of
photographs that were never put into frames.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you come over to my house, I have all these beautiful photographs that are standing up. There's, you know, all over the place. And they cost me, I think I pay like for a 4x6 or a 5x7 photo, like $15 and $20 for 8x10. And it's on these metal material. And these are absolutely amazing. And you know what? Oh, they're going to go get scratched. They're going to get messed up. Let me tell you, I have three cats in my house. Let me tell you what happened one day. One day, my wife was sitting at our table. The photographs, we have a bunch of photographs on top of our cabinet that has all of our diningware and stuff like that. And so that's where all the photos, the majority of the photos are. So my wife had, a cat had jumped onto our table, right? Our dining room table, knocked over the water. The water goes all over the table. The cats get wet, feet get wet. He jumps over to all the pictures, right? And the pictures are going, and he's now in the midst of these pictures, and they're getting, and he's wet and he's flipping out and he's kicking these pictures and they're flying off the table top and they're all over the place. And we're going nuts and we're yelling at Pepper and stuff like that. Stop, stop, stop. And I'm thinking, oh man, these pictures are going to be damaged. Do you know what, Scott? Not one of those pictures have any nicks on them. They're not scratched or anything. They are really high quality photographs. And you know what? You would think, well, they only cost $15, $20, $25. I'm telling you, these are beautiful and they're long lasting and they endured my crazy cat. So
Well, you know what we'll do?
That's awesome. It's awesome.
We're talking about the pictures.
But
when you guys hear this, go to our social media sites, and I will have a short of the video that Tom did talking with the Photoshop area.
Yeah, the photo studio.
And
was that on the Sky Princess?
Yeah, it was such a long time ago.
Yeah, it was on the Sky Princess.
So we're going to, I'm going to put that up and we'll just play around with it so we could actually put it on all platforms. Take a look at it and listen to what you get with pictures.
Oh, it's amazing.
But if you're also doing the Plus or the Premiere, you have to realize, again, we're talking about changes. Princess did change the Plus and the Premiere. When it was first launched, the Plus had specialty dining. It does not anymore. The Plus only has two casual dining, and that would be for like the salty pub, the gastro pub,
yep,
or Gigi's, or Alfredo's, yeah, or the Ocean Terrace.
Right.
Those restaurants, and it's only two. I would suggest you guys to just go pay the extra $10 to $20 more a day and get the Premiere, which you get all the pictures, you get all the casual dining you want, plus two specialty dinings. And that alone is worth the price, because you could get all the, because all of those casual dining areas, if you really look at it, they're giving you a package of about six restaurants. Two you only could use one time, but the others you could keep on using your entire cruise.
Yeah, you know, and another thing with that like the Premiere package, not only the photograph, you can get photographs, but you also can get the digital photographs, so yes, you can download them, and that's really kind of cool.
Oh,
too.
yeah,
that's very cool.
That's what I usually do.
I love it, because, and so you can. Yeah. So if you on our last cruise, they can print anymore. They ran out of ink. That was crazy. They ran out of ink for printing, because so many people bought prints from on the Eclipse cruise. So, but I got all the digital downloads. I got them all, and I was able to go over to my friend who owns a photo lab, and he printed out a whole bunch of prints for me. And that's so that was cool too. So yeah, absolutely. I highly recommend it. You got some, whether you get the, like I said, you have both. You get the physical prints, you get the digital prints. And
you can get them downloaded to your phone.
Have it
off
the
app.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the one thing I like too.
Yeah, I like
that. Is you get the USB, the thumb drive. But also, if you purchase a digital, they're going right to your hub.
Right.
And so you could take it from your hub. Make sure you do it before you get off the ship, because they will be gone.
Yeah, right.
But you go from the hub to your photos. And so now you have them everywhere. You could like post them. You could do anything you want. You have them. So these are things that Princess has done, and their package deals have expanded from where they were before. But again, I can see this going in a different direction. I can see them gearing up to do some changes.
I think it's exciting.
Yes,
I think that there's some things that we've heard down the line that are coming to Medallion, the Medallion, and expanded services and things like that. And so they are diving in. They're going in deeper with.
And I'll be elite before it happens.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you'll have some extra services and extra experiences. And it's just getting better and better and better.
And if everybody's thinking, well, I really don't, you know, I really don't agree with what you get, what you know, all of these things, take a look at what you actually get.
If you compare them to other cruise lines,
well, yeah,
there's a lot you get out of this.
I mean, you know, even as a Gold, you're still getting member only onboard events with Ruby through Princess. You get everything with Gold. You get to access the Captain's Circle help desk. You get protection upgrades. Now, the one I like is Platinum, because I'm Platinum right now, and you know Tom's Elite. But with Platinum, you get it after 5 cruises or 50 cruise days. I got a feeling that 5 cruise thing is going to change. I think they're going to go for days. I mean, it would be better to go days than cruises. But you get 50% off of your Medallion Net package, 10% off Lotus treatments. You get access to the Platinum and Elite Lounge. Now with Elite, see, this is where Five Cruises Platinum Elite 15. I think that's why they need to really bump up Platinum. I mean, do you agree? Bump up Platinum to at least 10.
Yes.
And then Elite to 20.
Yeah, probably so.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Bring it up. A lot of people are going to say, no, I'm so close. Well, go on your cruise right now between August 1st and December 31st. Yeah.
You'll get double.
Accelerate it. If you're only two away or three away, do two cruises right now. And, you know, and get it done. They're giving you the offers here. And if you want to see it, is there a way we could put the link in to our on our social media, right? On our website?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put the link in so you guys could see this, the Loyalty Accelerator Plan, and it will take you right to Princess and read it for yourself. It's really something that I'm looking forward to. Why? Because I'll be Elite.
You're excited about being
well,
Elite.
I already have a couple of cruises lined up all through Princess, and I'm like, oh, I'll be Elite by the end of December. Now...
It's going to happen sooner.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to happen sooner. Also with Princess, you're talking the package deals, the Premier and all that, they cost money. Get a Princess cruise card. Credit card.
Yes.
Spend your money on
it.
And you could use it towards your credit.
Yes.
Or on board credit.
Yes.
I mean, I'm doing that right now with Royal Caribbean. I'm going on the Navigator of the Seas. July 26th of this month. And I got my cruise. Then I'm like, wait a minute, how many points do I have? I ended up loading up $400 in onboard credit. I'm going to the Hooked restaurant. I'm going to the steakhouse. I'm going to the sushi and I'm going to Jamie's. All on what? On onboard credit I was going to spend anyway.
On your credit card points.
I put it on the credit card. So there's these things that you guys can do. Carnival Corporation has a credit card. Well, no, wait. Carnival Corporation.
Carnival Cruise Line
has a credit card. Princess has a credit card.
Yep.
Now you're thinking, well, they're both Carnival Corporation. They're different. They double points differently. And you could get more rewards if you spend it. If you have a Carnival card and you go on a Carnival cruise, you get more points. If you put your Princess on a Carnival cruise, you'll get some points. But if you have a Princess card, you get more points. Same thing with Royal Caribbean. They have all of their cruise, their brands. You use that card. I could go on, use my card, and I have credit for Celebrity right now. Celebrity.
That's awesome.
Because I use the Royal Caribbean credit card. And there's deals to be had. Like on Royal Caribbean, I did all my checkout. I go down and it says, would you like to apply for the Royal Caribbean card? If you do so, we'll give you 30,000 points.
That's cool.
30,000 points. 30,000, that means that you would be able to get, if you just went on a cruise and you want onboard credit, $300 in onboard credit. $300 in onboard credit.
That's great.
Why not do it? If you're asking, well, can I apply it to my credit card payments? Only Carnival and Princess you can. Royal Caribbean, you cannot. It just goes to onboard credit. But everybody has deals. There's things to be made. Also, this is one I just found out. I'm going to look into it and I'm going to bring it back later.
Okay.
I'm not there yet, but you know, your sister is AARP.
Oh yeah.
AARP. I heard that you could buy cruises through AARP. Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
You cannot buy them through AARP. It's a rewards package. You put your number in. And you start doing these activities, just like, you know, like how you're on a, like a slot machine or something.
Oh,
you do activities and you get points.
Oh.
And then you build those points up and they give you points toward cruises through things like that.
Interesting.
You don't have to give plasma.
That's good. That's good.
I like our plasma guy. Yeah. You don't have to give plasma.
There, you just play, but just play, play on your little app. All right,
play. Yeah, just do it on your phone.
Cool.
Okay. Well, I think that's about it. We covered a lot of just.
We did. Everything we did. Going we had on. A lot of things going on.
While everybody's out there, while he's starting the music, take a look at our past podcast with Joey and myself talking about the Firenze. That was fun. That was fun.
Yeah. Great interview.
I think I'm going to go put on my camouflage.
Yeah.
I'm going to go grab my box wine.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and sit on my balcony with my CBD.
Okay.
Can you picture somebody walking on with a camouflage, all this stuff? Well, the cruise dude said, no, they said, don't bring it.
You know what? Have Pam take a picture of you. I'll put it on the...
What you should not bring.
Yeah, exactly.
What you should not bring. Oh, my gosh. Well, I had a great time. Again, remember, it's summer. Jump on your cruises. There's a lot of cruise deals out there. Until next time, everyone, I'm Scott.
I'm Tommy.
Keep on cruising.
Have a good one.